I've been enjoying an article that I read on the New Yorker, website. It's a piece that appeared there since last year already, but I've only really fleshed it out recently. It's about travel, the case against travel, and it's by New York-based philosopher Agnes Callard, saying that while traveling may be incredibly wholesome experiences for the person who is traveling, that we often see traveling simply just in our bubble and not the impacts of travel. And the conversation around digital nomads in many, many cities, including the city of Cape Town, has become a very, very big issue. Recently, the Canary Islands in the Caribbean, but the Canary Islands, northwest of the African continent, recently said that they were going to be clamping down on what rental accommodation foreigners, digital nomads, could access. This in a way to protect the local rental market. And it's a conversation that's been bubbling under here in the city of Cape Town as well. Digital nomad visas have definitely been on the spotlight. This is something that the national government has been promising to do, to take advantage of travelers with pounds and euros and dollars who can work from a laptop anywhere around the world. But what impact is it having on the local property market? We've seen from the property experts that rentals in the city of Cape Town have increased from about 20% to 30% over the last year. What is the impact on South Africans and Cape Townians wanting to get into a rental market but cannot meet what digital nomads put on the table? Speaking to me is Dr. Giselle Levita, is a property law expert focusing on short-term rentals. Good morning, Giselle. Really, really appreciate your time. What digital nomads can do is, when they come to this country and this city, is to offer a landlord, here is 3, 4, 5, sometimes 6 months rent up front for your apartment, for your flat. And that means that landlords say, thank you very much, guaranteed 3 months rental, I will take that, please. And there's an argument that this obviously disadvantages the local trying to find at least a decently priced apartment, in particularly the CBD and surrounding areas, Giselle.
Yeah, I think that's definitely a major concern, because we think of the CBD and we think of the workers who need to be in the CBD. Often when we think of the CBD, we just think of a commercial hub, but we forget that people like policemen and teachers need to live within the vicinity because they need to be able to access their jobs very easily. And now a digital nomad is living 20 minutes away from a school rather than the teachers. And with our transport system, we can think alone that the further educators or policemen stay away from their jobs, the bigger concern it is. And so I think you're raising valid points about our rent needs to be affordable for our people.
Is there any regulatory framework? Of course, we operate within the free market, particularly in the property sector. But is there any sort of regulatory framework that is maybe there, maybe bubbling under, maybe it could be suggested, that says we need some fairness and we need some balance? Of course, a landlord is going to jump at a 3 months prepaid rental than someone who lives in the city can only afford the rental once every month. On the face of it, it seemed to me that would be somewhat anti-competitive, but we do live in a free market society.
Well, you know, in Germany, actually in Berlin, the government has taken the approach that when you buy a property, you should be able to make income off your property. And if you are being prevented from doing that, it's standing in the way of you being able to have a form of employment. And that's interesting in the South African scenario, because it's kind of weighing up the option of, are people being able to enjoy their property right? Because one of the property rights is that you should be able to make money off your property. In terms of regulatory approaches, the government isn't without options, because while we do live in a free market system, it is able to enact laws. And if you look at London, London has implemented a law to say short-term rentals can only be allowed on the Airbnb platform for 90 days. And something like that could be suitable in Cape Town, I think, in limiting the extent to which short-term rentals operate while still allowing short-term rentals to occur and people to make money off the property.
Giselle, based on your research, what trends do you foresee in the relationship between digital nomadism, the balance between the online accommodation market but also urban housing markets?
I think that we'll see an increase in regulation. We recently saw Airbnb being clamped down on significantly in New York. And I think with South Africa specifically, our government has a difficult decision to make given how much it relies on tourism. However, I think with the increase in demand for affordable housing, it's likely that our government might have to prioritize ensuring there's affordable housing for locals.
Dr. Giselle Levita, really appreciate your time. Property law expert. She focuses on short-term rentals, the online accommodation market, and urban housing. You know, you, someone who is a landlord, you're saying, I'd rather accept the 3 months, 4 months, 5 months prepaid rental than having to wait on someone to pay them monthly. If you're someone who's looking for affordable accommodation, and when we talk affordable, let's talk relative to a middle income young professional in this city. What is your experience? 021 446 0567.